B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
He's back. And he's a great man. He's doing our own pregame show here at 97.5 The Fanatic podcast. He's the greatest. The great D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. D-Gun!
Good morning, Anthony. Have you gotten that loss out of your system yet?
No.
Come on, man. You got to let it go.
Really?
You got to let it go. You let it fester for about 24, maybe 48
well,
hours.
Well, if I was coaching the team, I would agree, right? If I was playing, I would agree. You know, it's that Sunday night. You get Sunday night to celebrate and wallow, and then Monday morning you turn the page. But since I'm just some idiot on the radio, nah.
Come on, there's more important things in life, Ant. Your beautiful family. You have a great job. You're healthy. Come on, man. It's just a
game.
You know,
I can find stuff to say about all three of those things.
Oh, jeez. Are you going to be Nellie Downer all week?
Well, I don't know. I'm supposed to, spin nickels on my forehead?
Yeah.
Do what? I'm watching the Phillies bullpen, all right? My basketball team needs a coach, and I'm watching the freaking Celtics in the NBA conference finals. I mean, yo, D-Gun. You know what I'm saying?
Is there any joy in your life?
No, zero. All right? Zero.
Oh, man. I can't hang out with you, man. Now you're bringing me down.
Well, so be it.
Oh, I know I can stoke your fire.
Damn right. D-Gunner, it's so good to hear your voice.
Likewise, man. Happy to be back with you guys, and even more so in an expanded platform now. Love, I have the utmost admiration for Brian Westbrook. You know, he and I have been friends a long time. Devon Givens, I love his work. When I initially decided to try the pregame show, I did it as a challenge to see how it would work, because I've never sat there and done a three-hour radio pregame show. And, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the guys I'm working with. We're talking football. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoyed everything about it. So I'm looking forward to week number two, and hopefully the results are a whole lot better than what week one was.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Well, to your point, and you've had lots of news. You had the Lane Johnson story, and you say he'll be back. Miles Sanders back in tow. Let's go and see what you look forward to for Sunday. Regrouping and how you feel like they're going to look.
Miles Sanders back, huge for the running game and the passing game in a lot of ways. If Lane Johnson's ankle holds up, that stabilizes that right side. I don't care who they put between him and Jason Kelce. I don't care if it's Herbig. I don't care if it's just Jamon Brown. I don't care if it's Matt Pryor. Lane Johnson back, if he's 95% back, that stabilizes that right side. And especially when you got that man named Aaron Donald across the line of scrimmage from you, and you know he's looking for a hole in the picket fence every time that ball snaps, and that man is relentless. I feel that much better about it. Now, Carson took a beating, man. In the second half, every time he got hit, I felt, wah, 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 wah. I felt it. I felt bad for that young man, for what he had to go through, 8 sacks and 15 hits. So hopefully they've looked at the film. I thought Carson held on to the ball at times too much. I thought he telegraphed a couple of passes, especially the second interception. So hopefully he's learning from that. And moving forward, and the sun is a lot brighter for this team, the home opener on Sunday. And we get that all-important W to get back to sea level record-wise.
So you seem pretty positive. You're not at all shaken by the loss.
Yeah, they came out of the gate. I mean, come on. They had two guys starting on the right side of your line that had played a total of 3 games and had never started a game in the National Football League. And you sent them out there against one of the better defensive fronts in the NFL. Say what you want to say about the Washington football team as a whole. They have one of the few things they've done right is draft well in the defensive front. And they got taught a lesson. Now, we're going to see. If you got Driscoll out there somewhere and Herbig out there again somewhere, we're going to see how much they improve from one week to the next. But, you know, the Rams have a good front as well. But
Aaron Donald, you ever heard of him?
You know, I mean, I just think this will be a better matchup for this Eagles offensive line this week. Yeah, I know Aaron Donald's going to get his hits, but I like this Eagles matchup offensively better against this Rams defensive front.
All right. You know, I don't know.
I'm trying to lift up your spirits, man.
Yeah. I need to see them play. I just need to see to play a more crisp game. Like, it's amazing to me because Carson was for quarter and a half, quarter and three quarters, was fabulous, right? Dropping dimes. I mean,
he was perfect, accurate.
Yeah. I mean, he looked incredible.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Now, I do agree that, you know, the receivers, at least on the second play, I mean, Hightower, I think, can play in the league. I like him. But, you know, these kids are green. You don't see a lot of middle-round picks.
No.
Play a lot of snaps week one, especially without a preseason. You know, he's a big green D-gun.
Hightower needs to get tougher mentally and physically. He's got to battle for the ball. What you were given in college, he's got to learn quickly that you have to earn everything you get at this level. You got everybody's hungry at this level. Everybody's trying to make as much as they can as quick as they can. Everybody's got families to feed, bills to pay. See, in college, you know, once you make a name for yourself, you're a big man on campus and opposing teams respect you a little bit more. You want your respect, you earn your respect each and every week. And he's got to learn that. He's got to get physically and mentally tougher in a lot of ways. I think he can do it. I think he can play at this level. And it's only one game. And, you know, you can't emphasize enough. All of these young guys, not just with the Eagles, but across the board, they're in a crash course learning curve. You had no OTAs, no mini camps, no preseason games to get acclimated at this level. And I don't care how much you practice. You know, practice speed and game speed are a lot different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, so he gets better.
All right, so let me ask your outlook, because I'm glad that you're bringing a ray of sunshine. Now, because I think, now this, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Sunday is as close as you're going to get to must win early, because you got Cincinnati that you figure you're going to win, but then you got those three straight nasty games.
Man. Yes.
And you don't really match up well against San Fran, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh.
No. And you've got to get a little bit healthy. Yes, I think these next two games, they are must-win games. You cannot be 1-2 heading into that murderer's row, because those three teams that you mentioned last year were all in the top seven in defense last year, and they're physical teams. They all like to play physical football. That's their M.O., is playing a physical brand of football. And right now, you're looking at an Eagles team. We don't know when Javon Hargrave is coming back yet. You know, we know Vinnie Curry is going to be down 3 or 4 weeks with that hamstring. We are hoping that Brandon Graham recovers sooner rather than later from being in concussion protocol. You know, so the Eagles are treading on thin ice right now. So, yeah you're right. You know, week number 2 into a season, we're already talking about a must-win game, especially, I can't believe I'm saying this, especially if somehow, some way, this Washington football team finds a way to win their second game. You don't want to be 2 games behind that team.
I'm not worried about that team. I'm really not. Honestly, I like their front. I'm not a big Haskins guy, and it's why I don't care what anybody says. Doug should have punted and let that kid go 80 plus yards and see if he can matriculate the field. But I'm not really worried about that team. I'm worried about the, you know, and I know the Cowboys lost, and I'm not worried about the Giants. But, you know, just the idea that you don't want to go through like you did the last 2 years, where you need miracles to make the playoffs.
No, you don't. I mean, you know, you're riding on borrowed time. You know, you can't expect luck to strike twice or three times in the same place every year. No, you can't do that. You got to find a way to get it done, plain and simple. You know, if you go back to the last few years when, you know, we all wondered if they could beat the Rams, you know, in crucial situations, they did it, you know. They did it. And they were depleted at the time. You know, they lost key players at the time. And here we are, early in the season, facing another Rams team. You know, they're a little bit depleted in certain areas. But you got to get DeSean Jackson more integrated into the offense. Two catches for 46 yards is not enough. If that man averaged 23 yards a catch in two catches, he needs 12, 15 targets a game.
Well, here's the thing, and I didn't understand it a little bit, right? Did you make any sense? We're talking to D-Gon, Comcast Business Hotline. Make sure you're listening to D-Gon on the pregame show with B. West and Devon. Did you make any sense of what? I mean, obviously, it's some sort of load management, which is ridiculous in the NFL. But, I mean, guys got to play, especially when they don't have a lot of credible receivers. Who's your move to change guy?
No. You know, you still got a speed guy. And even if he is 33 years old, if you give him time, you know, even if they roll coverage to his side, you can't hold DeSean Jackson forever in double coverage even. We've seen that before. Okay, I don't want to hear any more about a pitch count for DeSean Jackson. There's an urgency now. And I tweeted out during the game that I was told that, you know, people were wondering if DeSean Jackson was hurt, if something, and then people started questioning him after he made the tackle on that second interception.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out, I'm told that there's nothing wrong with DeSean. And, of course, then people say, I don't know, D-Gun, look at his body language. And then, of course, on Monday, DeSean tweeted out, I was not injured.
Okay? Right.
So now, what's the problem? You know what he can do. He has a body of history and a body of work with Carson Wentz. Get that man in there. I don't care if it's delayed routes, drag routes, deep posts, comeback routes.
No, really. I mean, listen, he doesn't. He's not just deep ball. That's it. He's got great hands. And I'm with you. I think the reason why people had that, they were wondering about being hurt is because they couldn't believe he wasn't on the field. Because I know I couldn't.
I couldn't either. I just did not understand that. And I kept asking people, is he hurt? No, he's not hurt. He's not hurt. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the more I'm hearing he's not hurt, the more I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Now, I understand Carson was under duress for most of that second half. Didn't have time to just set up. And you know, you got to take a couple deep shots to stretch the defense just to give them something else to think about. But the fact that you didn't even use him in over-the-middle routes in any way, shape, or form, there's not many people that can stay with that guy going across the middle on drag routes and you know, delayed crossing routes. And you got to get him in there. You know, they took the tight ends away from you in the second half. You got to get him in there. You know, I think you need to elevate Greg Ward's play. Leave Greg Ward as a slot receiver. I think he's more effective there.
I agree.
Him more integrated.
Yeah.
Get him more integrated. You know, Greg Ward always in the right place at the right time. I call him Mr. First Down because every time he catches the ball, it's for a first down. Get that man more integrated into your offense now.
Yeah.
And if Miles Sanders is healthy, my goodness, that changes the whole complexion of a lot of things you can do in terms of attacking a defense and trying to keep a defense on its heels.
Yeah, baby. Hey, don't forget the Gun On One podcast every Tuesday, the latest episode with Lane Johnson.
Yeah, man.
That's great stuff, brother.
Thank you, man. It's gone extremely well. The first 2 weeks, we cracked the top 100 and for sports podcasts across the country the first couple of weeks. And so we're extremely proud about that. And, you know, each and every week, we got some great guests, current players, former players, writers, analysts, and I'm going to even throw some entertainers in there. My guy, DJ Jazzy Jeff is going to be on there 1 week.
Oh, fantastic.
We're going to have him as well. So, yeah, man, we're having
very
a lot
cool.
of fun with it.
Yeah. Listen, that's awesome. And I look forward to talking to you again every Thursday, my brother. So, listen, good luck and good stuff. And I'll be listening on Sunday morning.
I appreciate it. And one final question to you. Are you feeling a little bit better now? Did I help you feel a little bit better? Is the sun shining a little bit brighter right now?
Okay, so I'll answer that. Are you pitching for the Phillies bullpen?
You know what? I'm done with you. That's it. There's nothing I can say that can help you right now. I'm done.
Have a great day, my brother. Thank you, buddy.
Same, buddy.
D-Gon on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.